Well, everybody knows the Christmas story, right? We've heard it, we've preached it, taught it. So I am going to spare you. But we're here to celebrate the birth of our Savior. That's why we're here. And the greatest gift given to mankind was God's gift of His Son. And I remember as a boy, and you kids, I want to speak to you a second. Don't follow my example because you'll get busted. You'll get in trouble. But I remember as a kid, me and my sister, I wish she was here. I'd tell on her. Me and Margie Lynn would wait for Mom and Dad to go to bed on Christmas Eve, and then we would get up and we would go into the living room where the tree was, and we would take the wrapping paper and just kind of tear it a little bit so we could see what we got, and then we'd go back to bed. Anyways, you knew that, right? I figured. And the reason I'm telling you this is because as a child, it's all about gifts. The anticipation of, oh, am I going to get that gift that's going to make my Christmas? And understand today or tomorrow, there will be people that will anticipate getting that gift. And if they don't get it, then their Christmas is ruined. Let me tell you something. It's not about today's trends or gadgets. It's about the greatest gift that could ever be given, and that was God's only begotten Son. And because of Him, we have joy. It's a joy and a peace that passes all understanding. It's the greatest gift I have ever received and possessed. Now, I had to grow up. As a child, I didn't think like I do now. I had to meet Jesus personally myself. But let me tell you, once I received Him, there's no other gift I desire or crave because I have it all. How about you, child of God? With that said, turn your Bibles. I want to talk to you about a gift. Over in 2 Corinthians, I want to speak to you about God's unspeakable gift. Three little topwater points. We'll give an invitation. But I want to speak to you about God's unspeakable gift. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul is thanking the church for their generosity and for their obedience. And then he closes the chapter with these words in verse 15. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Let's read it one more time. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. So let's pray. Father, I love You and praise You. Thank You for this time You've given us to assemble Your house to worship You in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we come with grateful hearts celebrating Your coming into the world, born in a lowly manger. But Lord, You gave Yourself for us. And Lord, we thank You that we can recognize You coming into the world. You being the unspeakable gift, the greatest gift a person could ever receive. And we just praise You, Lord, for who You are. Dear God, I don't know the spiritual condition of those I stand before, but if there is a need, needs to be met this morning, may it be met according to Your will. Bless the breaking of the bread of life. Give me the words to say. Bring back to my memory those things I've studied. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. I want us to look at, first of all, the presentation of the gift. Notice it says, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. There's two words I want you to look at. God and His. Understand this gift, this presentation, that He sent into the world is His only begotten Son. By the way, only the Heavenly Father could give His only begotten Son. Understand this morning, it was the Lord that sent His Son into the world. What does John 3:16 say? For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, it was God that gave the gift. If you are redeemed this morning, understand God has given you and me a personal gift. And it's indescribable. There's nothing like it. He has presented unto us His Son. And I know there's going to be many tomorrow that are going to be gathered around the tree and they're going to shred open those gifts, and there's nothing wrong with that. God is our example. He gave. But the sad thing is, they're not going to give one thought or consideration to the gift that God gave mankind, His creation. They're not going to give Him one thought. And I'll go ahead and say it. Our nation is a blessed nation. But this nation in which we live today, they don't love God. They could care less about Jesus sacrificing His own blood to atone for our sins. They could care less. But the point is, God gave His Son. And in His Son is what? Life. Life. People, during this time of year, it's true. It's sad. A lot of folks get depressed. They've lost loved ones. They've had their families broken up. And they get depressed and moody and they're lowly. But listen to me. Let me tell you, the answer that everyone in this world needs is Jesus. He can give you what you're looking for. Do you believe that? Yes. Amen. Now, notice the significance of this gift. Think about it. We were all created. Mankind was created in the image of God for fellowship with God. But mankind sinned and they disobeyed God. In fact, all through the ages of time, man has constantly disobeyed God. They don't want nothing to do with Him. We see that trend today. Nobody wants anything to do with God or His people. And I'll throw this in and I won't charge you. Contrary to what you might hear, Jesus was no Palestinian. You're welcome. Jesus is not a Palestinian. He's a Jew. Okay. Just so you know, because there are those that peddle that stupidity. He's not a Palestinian. Going back, man has disobeyed God. In fact, man has mocked, rejected, and despised. And yet, God, through the gift of His Son, has offered salvation to everyone. Let me ask you a question. How many of you would give a gift to somebody that despised you? Would you? I wouldn't. But that's exactly what God the Father did. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. He was rejected, mocked, despised. And yet God sent His Son to redeem mankind. He is a wonderful gift. Amen. A wonderful gift. The greatest gift. Notice what else it says. God gave the greatest gift ever. I've received lots of gifts throughout my life. And I'm thankful for every one. But let me tell you about the gift of Jesus Christ. It wasn't on some half-price rack. Amen. Anybody ever received a half-price tie or many of those? I love my grandmother. But my grandmother on my dad's side, Granny, she was a rummage sale queen. And when we would go back home and we would visit her, and it might be a year and a half or 2 years or longer before we ever saw her, when we'd go back to her trailer, she'd go, "Son, I've got your gifts." And she'd go to one of her storage rooms, is what we called it, open it up and bring out a whole sack full of ties and socks. And here's the thing. They weren't new socks. They weren't new ties. I mean, I'm talking about ties. Remember the big old 70s style ties? And I'd say, "Well, thank you, Granny. You must have really outdid yourself." "Oh, no. There's probably 20 ties in here, and I got them for a dollar." Real proud of her. "Thank you, Granny. Thank you." But here's the thing. Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, was the best God ever gave His creation. If He gave all the wealth that the world has to offer 10 times over, if He even gave the angelic host, understand it would be less, because He gave everything, His Son. The best gift ever. Understand, Jesus went to the cross and died in your place and in mine. He suffered in our place. And He did it freely. He did it because of His love for us. But back to the gift, Christ. Understand, we're blessed because of God's grace and mercy. Amen? God's grace and mercy. You see, God's grace and mercy are eternal. And God, through His grace, sent His Son to provide salvation. You know why? Yes, His love for us. But it was something that you and I could never do ourselves. Only Christ could atone for our sins. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 that we're saved by grace through faith. Not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen? Not of works. Please, if you're here and you've never accepted God's gift, do that today. It's a wonderful gift. Again, a gift that never wears out. I was lost, undone, condemned to hell, but Jesus went to the cross, took my place, paid for my sin, and now I have eternal life. And let me tell you about this eternal life and this grace and this mercy. It's something I don't ever have to renew. It's something that I don't have to sign papers for. It's something that once He gives it to you and you receive that gift, it's forever, Brother Ciro. Forever! Amen. Now, sometimes we get gifts and we fool with them a little bit, and then we grow tired of them and we toss them in a closet, toss them in a basket. Y'all ever been there? That's what I did with Granny's ties. I'm not wearing them, but I'll tell her I Thank you, Granny. Of course I'm not going to hurt her feelings. She fixes good food. I ain't going to hurt her feelings. But here's my point. Those things, sometimes we outgrow. But we never outgrow the love of God for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, it is a joy to know Him. And His salvation satisfies. Listen, I've been saved almost 40 years. Understand, I don't understand everything that He's given me. I'm talking about through salvation. But I know this. It has never one day wore out. I've never one day thought, I'm tired of being saved. I never once said, Lord, this isn't real. I mean, after all these years. No. I thank God for the salvation 40 years ago because it's newer today than it was when I first trusted Him as my personal Savior. It never wears out. It's nothing that I'm going to just discard. And by the way, even if you wanted to, you couldn't. No man can pluck you out of His hand. There is not a man, there is not a being, there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Nothing. And for those who say you can be saved today and lost tomorrow, read your Bible. And stop taking things out of context. Amen. Thanks. And I thank Him. How about you? Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Look at what God has given us. The gift of His Son. How can I get this gift, Pastor John? Well, good thing you asked. I can tell you how to get it. First of all, this gift isn't for the elite. Aren't you thankful for that? And believe it or not, this gift isn't just for the religious or the poor, or the lonely, or the sinful, or the self-righteous. This gift is for anyone that will receive it. Anyone. And I'm thankful for that. Now, it took me a while. I heard about the gift for years. I knew there was a gift. But my problem was I didn't accept that gift for a long time. But thank God I've accepted that gift. I've accepted it and I am glad I did. But the gift is available to anyone. The Bible says, come and take of the water of life freely. All who are athirst, come. There's folks out there searching today. And they'll be searching tomorrow. And they'll be searching the next day. And they'll be searching until Jesus comes back. But understand, He has been the answer all along. All along. He's been the answer. Y'all come in. Now, the gift depends on if you accept it or not. See, the Bible tells us that one of these days we're going to stand before God. And the only thing that's going to matter when we stand before God is if we accepted this gift. If you've accepted it, the Bible says your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. and you're going to spend all eternity with the Lord if you've accepted the gift. But for you that might be under the sound of my voice that haven't accepted the gift yet, understand, if you die, the Bible says over in Revelation 20, whosoever name wasn't written in the Lamb's Book of Life was cast away into the lake of fire. Eternal separation from God. Torment for all eternity in hellfire. But it all depends on what you do with this indescribable gift. Have you received the gift? That's the question. You see, the gift has been presented to you. Simple, plain. I'm a simple country preacher. Plain and simple is all I know. But I can assure you, it's been presented. And it's your choice. Either you accept it or you reject it. But that doesn't change the fact that God sent the gift. It's His gift to His creation, me and you. Mankind has the opportunity. In fact, God wants you to accept the gift. He wants the whole world to receive the gift. But the sad thing is, the whole world won't. Only a remnant. The Bible says, straight is the gate, and narrow the way that leadeth to life. But wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many go in there. Many. Tomorrow, we're going to celebrate Christmas. I pray everyone here will remember what Christmas is truly about. Nothing wrong with sharing gifts, but don't leave Jesus, the gift, out of the equation. Because He is the gift that God Himself, that's what I pinch myself. God would love me enough to give me the gift of His Son, to die for me, take my place, and redeem me and atone for my sins so that I might be able to spend eternity with Him in heaven. I can't believe God would do that. But He didn't do that just for John Richardson. Oh, no, no, no. He did that for each and every one of us. All of the world. God commended His love. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What a Savior. What a gift. Do you possess it this morning? If you do, child of God, you are to be praising Him. You are to be thanking Him for that gift. And I'll say it one more time. If you have Him as your gift, there's nothing you'll ever receive in this life that'll even come close to comparing. Because you have the very best that God had to offer. What a Savior. Turn to 1 John and I'm going to hush. Y'all didn't think I could be done by noon, did you? 1 John. Look at this with me for a second. 1 John chapter 4. Share something with you. First John 4:10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. What does propitiation mean? It means to appease or regain the favor of God. But look at verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Verse 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. God sent His Son into the world as a gift. Let me tell you about getting this gift. And I said I was going to shut up. The Lord just laid something else on my heart I need to say to you. When it comes to gifts, first of all, you and I could never earn or deserve a gift. A gift is just freely given. That's where the grace of God comes in. Secondly, when it comes to a gift is voluntarily given. If I choose to give Brother Steve a gift, I voluntarily, here, Brother Steve, not because he deserves it, not because he can earn it, it's just I voluntarily give it to him because I love him. Understand, any true gift is done, given voluntarily. Jesus Christ voluntarily left the glory of heaven to come down and suffer in the form of a man to die in our place. What a Savior. What a gift. Voluntarily. And finally, if someone offers you a gift, you are to accept it with a grateful heart. Have you accepted God's indescribable gift with a grateful heart? I don't understand it. Why he would love us like he does. But he does, Brother Cyril. I have received the gift. I can only answer for me. I've accepted it. How about you? If you haven't, the gift is available. Right here and right now. If you have received that gift, come and thank the Lord. Praise Him for what you have received in His Son. If you haven't, you're going to have the opportunity to accept that gift right here and right now. And I assure you, if you accept His indescribable gift, you will truly know the joy of what Christmas truly means. Amen. Would you stand with me? Let's have a song, Brother Bob. Father, that's the message. Thank you for your gift, your Son. Thank you that you sent him into the world. Father, my prayer is if there's one here tonight or today, Lord, that doesn't know you, that today would be their day, that the Holy Spirit would draw them to you before it's eternally too late. Lord, your precious word tells us that he that cometh to you, you will in no wise cast away. And you'll receive all that the Father giveth to you. So Lord, if there's one here today, let them come. Lord, we celebrate hearts of joy, hearts of praise and worship, our salvation, our personal relationship with Jesus this morning. Father, may we never get too busy or too wrapped up in the hubbub of Christmas and things. Lord, it's not about all the trimmings and all that stuff. It's about you and your coming into the world. So bless the invitation. Have your way in our hearts this morning, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.